Welcome to the annual Red Cross Heroes Breakfast. It's so great to have you here. If everyone would please rise for the presentation of colors and the Pledge of Allegiance, and then remain standing for the invocation. Father Stephen Breen will then join us from St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital and lead us in our pledge and prayer. And now our colors.
Park time. Park. Color guard. Hold. Post. Colors. Present. Arms. Order. Arms. Left. Face. Calm left. Park. Left. 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 Right. Left. 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 Right.
O gracious God, we ask for your blessing as we gather this morning. You have in history revealed to us the heart of a Savior. We ask that you extend your healing power to our own hearts, so often frail, yet always searching for the gift of your friendship and the design of your holy will. We thank you for the mission and ministry of the American Red Cross. We are grateful for the labors and generosity of all who made our breakfast possible. May our prayer and purpose this morning and always be to see you more clearly, to love you more dearly, and to follow you more nearly. In your holy name we pray, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We're honored to have Middle Tennessee State University's ROTC Honor Guard with us today. They did such a tremendous job. They are here along with other officials from MTSU. We'd like to recognize all active and retired military members. If you are active or retired, please stand so we can honor you. We'd also like to call your attention to this screen right over here. While you're enjoying your breakfast and the program today, be sure and take a look at the PowerPoint presentation that's going on the screen. It's a client video that highlights the disaster cycle services. Hopefully you've been watching it during breakfast this morning and continue to watch it and enjoy it throughout the rest of the morning. If you haven't finished your meal, of course, obviously continue to eat and enjoy your meal. We'd like to start the program by thanking you for attending this morning. Our community will greatly benefit from what takes place right here today. At this time, I'd like to ask if you're an elected official or a public servant, please, if you would, stand and be recognized. Elected official. Public servants here. Thank you very much for all that you do to make the heart of Tennessee so special. We're honored to have a very special group of folks with us today. These are the people who go out 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to lend a helping hand to those who have experienced a disaster. You just can't imagine how much our local Heart of Tennessee Red Cross does. We don't have to have a tornado or an ice storm to have a disaster here. If your house burns, that's a disaster to you. And the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the Red Cross is here. If you are a family with a family member in the military, and something comes up and you need to get in touch with that person, the Red Cross is the one who makes that contact. A lot of people don't realize how much our local Red Cross does. At this time, we'd like to introduce Alan Hardison. Alan is serving as the 2016 Heart of Tennessee Chapter Board of Directors Chairperson. Let's give Alan a big round of applause Thank you, Alan.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks again for joining us and going along with our change from our luncheon to our breakfast. Nice to see everyone here so early this morning. On the screen to my right, you'll see our sponsors. And these are the key people for the operational success of the Heart of Tennessee chapter for the Red Cross. This is where all the money comes from. Please take a moment to review those. And I'd like to take just a second. Let's give a round of applause to all the people on the screen. Thank you. There's a lot of work that's gone on behind the scenes with our philanthropy committee to make this event a success. If these people would please stand to be recognized for your hard work. Jay Barger, Phil Barnett, Dr. Calder, Denise Flanagan, Deb Ensel, Glenda Meredith, Janet Patterson, Forrest Smith, and Jenny Williams. All of these people are part of our philanthropy committee, and there have been countless hours, conference calls, lunches to go into making this a success. Thank you to all these individuals for making this event happen. I want to also thank Bart Walker for emceeing our event, and I actually have a little gift for you, Bart, if you could come up for just a moment. Thank you for emceeing our event on multiple occasions. There's one other person that I want to give a little recognition to today. He's going to kill me for doing this because this is very off script. But this is a guy that's got kind of a thankless job, and we forget to tell him how much we appreciate him. But our chapter executive officer, Mike Cowles. Mike, where you at? Stand up, buddy. There you are. In the back room right there. His leadership is why our board of directors has stayed so strong and committed. Mike, we're humbled to work with you on the American Red Cross, and thank you for allowing us to serve on the board of directors. We're very proud of the success the chapter has had under your leadership. Thank you again. Okay, let's talk about what we did last year. We served 171 households that were affected by disaster. We responded to an ice storm on the Cumberland Plateau, working with volunteers, clients, and all affected counties. There were people on the Cumberland Plateau that went days and weeks without power. And we were able to help some of those with temporary housing, food, shelter, clothing, those type things. Had multiple volunteers respond to disasters outside of our chapter footprint, which on this board over here you can see we go basically from the Kentucky state line all the way down to the Alabama state line. We recorded 11,228 volunteer hours. So that's a pretty tremendous effort. Our service to armed forces, approximately 900 service members and their families briefed on Red Cross services. Health and safety preparedness, we had 5,300 people trained in life-saving skills, 12,000 preparedness education students in local schools, 3,800 people downloaded our mobile application, and approximately 380,000 used digital reach accessing our information. The blood services, 8,000 people donated blood or platelets at our Murfreesboro location last year. We did a lot over the last 12 months, and again, thanks to our sponsors and all of your contribution to help make this a success. One other thing I want to say is I'm happy to have all of our past heroes are here. Bob Mifflin, Gordon Ferguson, and Andy Womack. I saw him around the room somewhere earlier. So at this time, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Gordon Ferguson, one of our past heroes. He's got a few words for us about Dr. Ray.
Good morning. Alan, when you started talking about a thankless job, I thought you were heading in my direction, but I'm glad you recognize Mike and the job that he's doing and the work that the board is doing. So it's my pleasure this morning to introduce someone who really needs no introduction or explanation of why she has been named the 2016 Heart of Tennessee Chapter of the American Red Cross Hero of the Year. Her actions speak louder than any words I can use to describe fully the contributions she has made to this community. Now, her words can be loud and clear on some occasions, but you almost always know where she stands on various issues and situations. And I'll just tell you, everybody knows Liz. Cindy and I were at the Predators hockey game last evening. Left a little bit before it was finished, but as we were leaving, one of the security attendants at the parking garage just waved us and greeted us and said, "Well, where's Liz?" I said, "Well, Liz isn't here tonight, but she'll be at the breakfast." And you've just made such an impact on so many lives. So what can I really share with you this morning about Liz Ray that you may not already know? You're probably aware that Liz was born in Eagleville and was the first valedictorian of Eagleville High School in 1951. She is a proud graduate of MTSU and the University of Tennessee School of Medicine in Memphis. So just a little bit of orange there in Liz's history. A lot more blue. She met her husband there of 43 years, the late Dr. Creighton Ray. Liz completed her training in radiology and moved to Murfreesboro, and the rest is history. Not only did we gain a great physician, we landed a beautiful person who I see reflecting the following attributes. First, her spirit of gratefulness. How many times have we heard Liz say, "Every day is a gift," or "live like you are dying"? I can tell you some of the nicest notes I have received have come from Liz, simply saying thank you for doing things for her, or just a thank you card. When she finds someone in the hospital who has really cared for her, she immediately befriends that person and encourages him or her to pursue their goals and dreams, especially if they're heading in a career in healthcare. Secondly, how can you not think of generosity when you think of Liz? Whether it's MTSU, Red Cross, United Way, St. Rose, Charity Circle, Rotary, Alive Hospice, St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, you name it. Liz is somewhere in the background, or usually in the forefront, raising funds for worthy causes. There's an unwritten rule in Murfreesboro, and I learned this rule quickly from Bill Jones. You just don't say no to Liz when she's on a mission to raise more money. You just simply say, "How much?" But let's not forget her generosity of time. She serves on multiple boards and just doesn't sit there. She is more than willing to be a worker and a supporter. Finally, I see Liz as a godly person, and maybe this is the most important value of all. She certainly has had a few conversations with God about her time to go. And with all due respect, there were a few times when some of us wondered if this was in fact her time. But God may be the only person who can truly stand up to Liz and say, "Nope, there's more things you need to do here before getting to heaven." And Liz has complied by putting up a huge fight and living life to its fullest. Like all of us here this morning, she's not perfect, but she has a heart of gold, a wonderful sense of humor, and is an example of what I believe a true hero should be. As she continues to leave her footprint on this community, I'm very proud to introduce Dr. Ira Elizabeth Hay-Ray as the 2016 Heart of Tennessee Chapter of the American Red Cross Hero of the Year. So Liz, if you would make your way up, let's join Liz a round of applause.
I don't believe any of that. Who made up your speech this time?
I'm not telling.
You're not telling. Anyway, thank you.
You're going to do a few short words, right?
Well, I don't know. You took a lot of my time. They really are worried about the time because I've met with them like 3 times, and you've got 4 minutes, 3 minutes, 10 minutes. You had the 10.
All right.
You going to stand there with me?
Yeah, I'll stand there with
well,
you.
Well, I thought, well, howdy. I'm so happy to be here. I didn't think I'd be here. In fact, I've got written up here. I thought Gordon's going to have to stand in for me. I keep falling and hitting my head, and I can't see, and I'm always, always, it seems like, in some kind of medical emergency. I try. Are you holding it for me?
Yeah.
I'm not a public speaker either. Now he's reading my scribbling up here, and he's going to see all the misspellings. But I have been fighting cancer and heart disease since 2004, and many times I thought I was gone. And they'd say, and some in this room like Sally, I said, let me go. Just let me go. No, you've got too much to do. I don't know what she envisioned, but I found something to do. Fundraise and try to make my last years count. I am very grateful for this award, and I thank you with all my heart. My heart is overflowing with gratitude. But I've learned since 2002 when first hearing that big C word, if you've ever had cancer, you know what that means. And then you hear it again, you know, I call it shock and awe. You go in and the doctor says, cancer again, that's shock and awe to me. Never been on a battlefield, but that's shock and awe. And then in 2008, I had cancer again. So I've had to fight through that. And then in 2009, I developed heart disease. And then from there on, 1 year, I think it's 2014, do you remember? I was in the hospital 10 times. So
I remember.
You remember.
great patient.
I got to keep moving. And this is where you're going to see all my mistakes. Anyway, I accept this nomination on behalf of the previous recipients. I do not even fit in their shoes, is that the term? But they are the giants of this community, and what they have done for this community is unbelievable. They are all, like him, a great asset. But you know who they are? It's Bob, Gordon, and Andy. And they are what I call the real heroes. I had not seen his speech. I didn't know what he's going to say. And he didn't try to tell me. I asked him yesterday, and he said he hadn't decided yet. So I guess it. I guess he decided it's a Predators game.
I had one speech that I thought I better not give.
To stay off your back about the orange.
Yeah.
And I live here, so I have an orange degree too, but I live here, so I have to wear blue most of the time, not red, blue. And not orange. I will not buy orange. Even though it's on sale and maybe $10.
I can turn this off if you need it.
Actually, I went shopping the other day and found an orange jacket. It was down to like 15. I said, what a bargain. But that's the reason it's a bargain in this town. Nobody.
All right. Where are you here?
I have great respect for the American Red Cross and this Heart of Tennessee chapter, which serves 17 counties. And I don't need to go into all the different services they provide. We've all been a recipient of some of the things that the American Red Cross does, especially in disaster relief. But Winston Churchill once said, you make a life by what you get. You make a life living by what you give. No man has ever. Are you following me up here? You're going to finish it. And also, when I started thinking about this hero, they came to me, and I've never attended this event. I'd heard about it last year through Ann Clark, said she got invited. I said, I've never been invited. I didn't even get an invitation this year. 2 weeks after the invitation came, Diane Turner said, do you know you're being honored? I said, yeah, I think they said something about it. I said, wait till next year. I said, maybe I'm waiting on my invitation, too. I'm sorry. So if you can see, I have some tables unfilled, but I didn't have a list to give them or anything. Anyway, but let me tell you about heroes, our heroes, these three men. I looked at this and they all have six traits that I would call, that portrays them as heroes. They're all compassionate. They all care about this community. They have great concern for others. And they know the hopes and they want to help Murfreesboro. They are educated, not necessarily in the university. They are, this one in at UT, but. He didn't wear the orange tie, though.
Blue.
Thank you. Oh, I forgot that's what you had on. But they know the needs of this community, and they do what they can to assist in those needs. They all have great gratitude. I think all three of them know that they are blessed, and they pay it forward. And probably, I imagine, every day they make a little list and think what they're grateful for. That's what I do when I really get depressed. It helps. And then the other thing is they're inspiring. They inspire everyone to do more, to make the world a better place to live. And they also realize by networking, one person, my donation may not do much, but my donation in conjunction with everyone else's donation is what gets things done. I can't accomplish anything by myself, but we can make the world a better place to live by each one contributing something. So, and mainly, they realize that if they have the social, economic means to make things better for other people, it is their responsibility to aid those less fortunate. And in closing, I will say that I'm not a hero, but maybe with these traits, I can become a hero in my last few months or how much longer I have. And if all of us would follow these traits, we could become heroes. And he's quoting me already, because every day is a gift, and everybody should be very grateful for all their blessings. And also, laugh often, and live like you're dying. Thank you, Gordon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. I love you. I have a kid in the window.
Liz, I think we were both on our best behavior this morning, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Gordon. We need Gordon at the radio station sometimes. You did a great job. We'd like to ask Glenda Meredith, the Heart of Tennessee Chapter Board Member and the 2016 Philanthropy Chairperson, to come to the podium to say a few words.
Okay. Thank you, Bart. Going off script a little bit, Liz, I love humor, so I appreciate you bringing humor. You did that better than the other three before you. And I always love seeing someone poke at Gordon. I want to thank you again for joining us today to honor Dr. Liz Ray for the service to the community. Many of you may not realize the Heart of Tennessee chapter covers 17 counties, from the Alabama state line to the Kentucky state line. The geography that we cover is larger than Rhode Island and Delaware put together. Many times there are multiple disasters happening at the same time. We could be covering a home fire in Fayetteville, Tennessee, and at the same time covering a flood in Byrdstown. This is why our volunteers are so important, and I would once again like to say thank you to those special people. The job of the Red Cross is to always be prepared for that storm, that bad event that strikes your community. Disaster is not a neighborhood or socioeconomic specific. It can happen to anyone at any time. Many people do not know this. The Red Cross is congressionally mandated to provide our services, yet receives no aid from the government. For each chapter, it relies primarily on donations from members of its community to prepare for the services, disasters. I would like to at this time to ask that we show a video of an example of someone who's a recipient of the services of our volunteers. I've served on this board for many years, and I've personally witnessed what goes on when a Red Cross chapter is prepared. whether it's running a disaster preparedness drill or working with a civic organization to ensure that they can accommodate a Red Cross shelter in the event of a disaster. Much goes on behind the scenes that directly affect how our community and volunteers perform and react when a tragedy occurs. This is why it's so important to raise awareness of what the American Red Cross does and how much that we rely and need the support of the community, and to ensure that we can provide the rapid response that everyone expects when disaster strikes. The mission of the Red Cross is to prevent, alleviate human suffering in the face of emergency by mobilizing the power of the volunteers and the generosity of your donors. Today, with your generous financial contribution, we will make a difference in the lives of those during those dire times of need. I'd like to take a moment to recognize the folks who asked you to attend. Will our table hosts please stand? These are the folks that asked you to come to hear our story and to ask for your support. Table hosts, would you please take a moment to pass out the pledge cards, explain the process, and collect them back. We ask that you make a financial contribution to the heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross to help ensure that when our time comes, we have made all the preparations needed to perform to the fullest. You can attach your check to the pledge card, pay by credit card, or make a pledge, and the chapter will send you an invoice.
Thank you for supporting the Heart of Tennessee chapter of the American Red Cross, something that's very close to all of our hearts. We've heard from some very talented people today who had a story that was homegrown, and we're about to hear another homegrown story, a person that I've admired for many years. Dr. Gloria Bonner not only has done so much for our youth in caring for them, in nurturing them, teaching them. For the past 43 years, Dr. Bonner has been involved in public education. But you have to go back before that. Where did she learn this? She learned it from her family, because her family has been very involved. I know personally, on the receiving end of one of our tornadoes, it knocked down our radio tower, and we had to go before the Board of Zoning Appeals to request a waiver to build the tower back. Who were some of the first people there in the room? It was Dr. Bonner's family, and they were there to support us all the way, and I will always remember that. But that is where Dr. Bonner came from. That is her way of living. She is a friend to those that she believes in. And that's why she's here to talk with us about Liz today, and to talk with us about the many things that are great here in the community. You all know Dr. Gloria Bonner, so rather than tell you all of the great things that she has succeeded with, let's bring up our friend, Gloria Bonner.
Thanks for that memory. I remember that. Yes, thank you. Good morning. I am so, so thankful for this opportunity, and I can only give my buddy Phil Barnett credit for this, and Gordon Ferguson. I certainly do appreciate the opportunity, but especially in recognition of someone that we really do admire and love in this community. So Liz, I join everyone in saying how much we sincerely appreciate you. We honor you, we salute you, and we celebrate the genius of your spirit and what you mean to this community. Wow. What an amazing crowd so early in the morning. My background is a teacher. So as a teacher, we get up and we hit the ground running early, because that's important. Not only because it's important to the kids, it's important to the parents. Eva and Ross Spellman, you remember that when I had Caroline in fifth grade? And parents really make the difference. And there's so many of you here that's touched my life in that way. You know, Liz is, and we're here not to hear me, really. We're here because we honor Liz. And primarily, who's been able to say no to her? And if you do, does she really hear it? I don't think she does. But as most of you know, I have the most amazing job on the planet. And that's because I get to work with exceptional people. And that's my MTSU family. Now, I know that Brad Bartell had to step away, but his wife is still here. But I'm going to ask at this time, if you are on the MTSU payroll, coaches, all of you, and faculty, administrators, please stand and let us recognize you for making my job easy. MTSU family. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Liz, you are the guardian angel of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. And there's a basic principle that she operates from, because every time you hear her say, life is a gift, that is true. I am a two-time cancer survivor. And to be able to stand before you today and to be 100% cancer free, it's a gift. Thank you. And when you hear that word, that starts with that C, you immediately rally around the importance of life, because there are so many people that help you to get through that. I will always remember coming out of recovery, and there standing in my room was Gordon Ferguson. How cool is that? You immediately began to appreciate the value of life. So that principle that we operate from says this: when we build our lives on the truth of the Father's word, we are building on an eternal platform and foundation that cannot be destroyed. And that's why we're here. We were created to pray and praise for all of our blessings, to serve and to give and be generous with what we have to give. Our time, that's an important resource. Our talent and our treasures. That's why we're still here, each of us. And like many of you, as Bart said, I have been raised in an amazing community by an amazing family, but the entire community is my family. And when I attended Bradley School, I have the distinction of being the first full-time class, full class, to start in 1955 and go all the way through eighth grade then. And then to be able to be the last class at Holloway High, from the beginning to the end. Every day we said a pledge, and it started like this: upon my honor, I will do my best to uphold the ideals of Bradley School. But then it ended this way: thereby make myself a fit citizen of my school and my community. A fit citizen of my school and my community. That meant something to me. And then to be a part of the MTSU community, where we have a pledge that says this: from an institution that's in the heart of the state, and we have a true blue pledge, and it begins this way. I am a true blue member of this diverse community. I am a valuable contributor to its progress and its success. I am engaged, truly engaged, in the life of the community. I am a recipient and I am a giver. That's inclusive of each of us present today. And as an alum, I get to work with people that I can never take credit for the success that we accomplish through the initiatives that we conduct on our campus. I can only give people like Ray Wiley credit for that, because he's the one that championed around creating the emergency disaster center on our campus as a result of Katrina. And then, because it's a continuous commitment from our president as well as the members of our institution, we renewed that commitment. Bill Shacklett, I hope you remembered that in 2011, because you chaired the board of directors here with the Heart of Tennessee chapter. Now, that was a major undertaking, and I thank Ray Wiley for doing that. And 20 years prior to making that commitment, Ray served as a volunteer. Now, we also conduct an amazing blood drive. I can't take credit for that. I can only give people like Chris Massaro, Diane Turnham, and all of the members of the athletic department, all of the coaches. They free up their time, not only their time, but their student athletes, their GAs, their interns, their staff members, to help us conduct that blood drive for 3 amazing days, from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6. Now, it's not just MTSU, because people like Paula Mansfield and Don Witherspoon, they help us by coming to give blood at that drive. Now, I didn't know what I was doing when the president said, "Dr. Bonner, take care of that." We started in 2010 and generated over 400 productive units of blood. And you've heard about it, Bleed Blue beat WKU. But when we completed that blood drive in 2015, we generated over 684 productive units. How cool is that? But it takes everybody. Now, I'm not following my script, but it's meaningful to me because this is what I live every day. Now, it only says to me, as you know, MTSU is truly engaged in the life of the community. As a recipient, because of members like Liz Ray, who provide the leadership for us, as well as a giver. Just like the incomparable, the fabulous Dr. Liz Ray, we are true blue, and I thank you.
I don't know about you, but I tell you, I'm pumped up now after hearing from Dr. Bonner and Dr. Ray. That is the way to start the day. Let's have a big round of applause for them today.
We've broken so many records this time with our fourth, and Liz, it's because of you that we have surpassed our goal, and so thank you for allowing us to honor you. This year, we have raised $102,000. Thank you. Gloria, we need you to come back. We want to thank you so much for being our speaker and to honor you with that, we'd like to present you with this plaque.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for being part
greatly
of this community.
Greatly appreciate it. Can't do enough.
Thank you for being a part of this and making this a success. We're going to, I hope you enjoyed your breakfast and you all go out there and have a safe day. So we are wrapping up our event. So thank you so much to each and every one of you.